Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is the morning of the 4th of April. Happy Passover, happy Easter to all of you. This morning we have a very special guest. We have our meditation leader. You met her last Friday, a week ago, on the regular show. And it is the relaxation expert. The relaxation expert and also the founder and director of Inhale Exhale. And she is going to lead us through a wonderful meditation that I cannot wait to experience. And welcome Angela Alfieri.
Thank you, Charlene. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you again for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, my name is Angela Alfieri, and as Charlene said, I am the founder and director of Inhale Exhale, and I am here to relax you. I am a yoga teacher, a massage therapist, and also a lifestyle coach, and one of my expertise is relaxation and really encouraging people to find that inner stillness within themselves. That inner stillness that always exists, even in the chaos. Some like to call it finding one center. Sometimes people like to call it finding peace. Whatever word works best for you is usually all good with me. So we'll begin. So first things first, I'm going to encourage you to please find a seat somewhere where you're comfortable. It can be on a chair. It can be on a cushion up against a wall. I would encourage you to definitely find a place where you can allow your back to lean up against something. The more you allow your body to be supported, the more you can actually allow your body to relax so that you are can really draw all of your senses within you. So if your body is not comfortable or achy or it needs to support itself in a way, it's actually going to pull you out of your meditation experience or your relaxation experience. So just make sure that you're leaning up against something. You can always grab a blanket if you needed to, wrap it around your shoulders. But now I'm going to go ahead and ask you to close your eyes. And as your eyes are closed, the first thing I'd like you to start to journey with is just noticing your body for a moment. Notice yourself sitting here. Notice what you're sitting on, what you're sitting against. The first part is really just about noticing, sensing the body, feeling the body, taking little notes. I use the word observer often in my classes where I teach meditation or teach others on one-on-one. And the observer is really the one who watches the experience or the one who is taking notes. Without any judgment, without any criticism, just watching. Watching, noticing, acknowledging. So taking this observer, we'll shift our awareness now from the physical body to how we're breathing. And so as you breathe in, notice the pathway of the breath. As you breathe out, again, notice the pathway of the breath. As you breathe in and out, start to notice and see where the breath stopped. Uh, I talk about three compartments of the torso, sometimes four, but for simplistic purposes, we'll talk about three tonight. And so continue to breathe when I talk. Just listen to the breath in these compartments. The first compartment is where most people breathe. And this is the upper half of the body. It's where the upper shoulders, the front of the chest lies, the back of the upper shoulders lie, the neck. This is a part of the body that is more of the fight or flight presence. It's the shallow breath that often keeps us going on a quick, sometimes known as survival mode as well. So, notice, feel. Is this where your breath stops? Our second compartment starts to shift lower into the body. And the breath, if it moves into the second compartment, what you'll feel is you'll actually feel the ribs expand a bit, not only in the front, but also the sides and the back. Lung expansion tends to be a very challenging experience for a lot of people. So if you need to take a moment to feel more of this expansion within the second compartment, I'll encourage you to keep your eyes closed and maybe take your right hand and just kind of like giving yourself a little mini hug. Let it wrap around the left side of the rib cage very gently. And then take your left hand and then do the same thing, wrap it around the right rib cage very gently. And it doesn't have to be an intense grip. If we had to talk about grip strength, one would be the lowest and five would be like the most powerful. So we want to really find just somewhere in between, like a one or a two. And this is the second compartment. And so just notice what it feels like to live in this compartment for a minute just by really focusing your breath here. So when you inhale, you feel the breath move past the chest. And let your highlight be to just expand the ribs out a little bit so that the hands can actually feel the expansion. And then when you exhale, close the ribs or notice the ribs closing in towards the center of the body. And then do this a few more times at your own pace, just noticing, feeling, sensing. Maybe your body starts to take deeper breaths naturally. As you continue to do this just a few more times, make sure that your upper shoulders aren't dragging up towards the ears. Remind your upper shoulders or upper trap, piezius muscles, to lower down a little bit, but it's okay. Good. From here, we're going to slowly move our hands. One hand is going to be on the upper belly, and the lower left hand will be on the lower belly, so at the front of the torso. And the third part or third compartment that we'll speak about tonight is the belly breath. Sometimes people speak about the belly breath almost as a diaphragmatic breath. What this means is that it's a very deep breath, so much that it's expanding the whole belly. But what's also happening is that the diaphragm is actually pushing in a downward position against the organs. And the diaphragm, when we breathe in really deep, the diaphragm is like a little balloon in the left pocket of the lower left ribs. And so when we breathe deep, what ends up happening is this diaphragm moves in a southern position to actually massage the organs. So what that also does is it increases digestion, digestive heat. It also encourages more relaxation so that the body can digest its food in a literally a relaxed way so that we process all our food. And so as your hands are here, focus back in on the breath and inhale. Inhale as deeply as you can. That we want to feel or invoke would be to literally feel the belly push out a bit, almost like the belly is pushing against the hands that are resting on it. On the exhale, the belly will just gently drop back in towards the spine. And then continue to do this at your own pace for about 3 to 5 more cycles of breath. Stay attentive on the breath, moving it as low as you can. And allow the palpation or that feeling of the hands on the belly to support the process of finding deeper breath or even finding a deeper you. This is an exercise that I also like to call very simply dropping in. It's something that we can do any time of the day, maybe not always in front of people per se if you're at the office or on your daily job, but sometimes you can always sneak in the bathroom or sometimes, you know, going into a conference room, a room in your house, and just literally taking 5 minutes just to do this. This is a very mild introduction to a breath meditation that can really encourage the nervous system to calm down. It takes us out of our head. It keeps us breath, and it helps us to tune back into ourselves, to our needs, to our self-care, to what our essence is. So as you're sitting here, I'll still ask you to keep your eyes closed. And then you can just allow your hands to maybe rest on your thighs. As you continue to sit here, please just notice how the body is feeling now. Do your scan. Allow the observer to take any notes again. See if there's any comparison as you sit here. Have things lightened up in the body? Or maybe you notice more tension than you did before too. That does happen. Sometimes by sitting and allowing ourselves just to be still, we can actually hear the messages that our body gives us. It's often that we get too busy or we distract ourselves with things or people or events that we can actually lose a sense of our body itself and how important it is to actually listen to it. That it's always talking to us and it's always healing and it's always asking us to heal it. The hands rest on the thighs. I'll take you through one more segment. This type of meditation I learned from a dear friend of mine who's an ex-monk. It's very simple, and it's a nice, gentle meditation. Again, about 5 minutes. You could take about 5 minutes and do this after you did your breath meditation just to allow yourself to focus more and drop in. And sitting in the same position, shoulders relax. Feel free to jostle your jaw side to side for just a moment. Check in with your tongue and make sure that it's not pressing at the roof of the mouth too much strength. If it is, release the tongue from the roof of the mouth and just allow it to be in the spaces in the mouth. And if you need to, if that's still hard for you, just open the mouth just a little bit. Not to necessarily breathe through it, but just to give it a little bit of space. This is a small little technique that you can use to really help yourself not to clench your jaw. If you tend to clench your jaw unconsciously, TMJ being a really big thing for a lot of people, especially when you're stressed or going through tougher times. Just the simple technique of opening your mouth can really help to open up the mouth, open up the back skull and the neck. And so start to imagine what it would be like to rest the inner ears, the outer eyes. Imagine finding a little bit of length in the spine, but very subtle. Almost as if there's an imaginary string just kind of gently pulling you in an upward position. But as that feeling pulls you upward, you can also feel this downward pull down towards the lower half of your body and your pelvic bowl. Sometimes what I'd like to point out too is the sitting bones, two little points. If you rock side to side a little bit, you'll feel them. So just creating a little bit of length in the spine, openness in the shoulders, the jawline. Check back in with your breathing again. See if it's gotten shallow. See if maybe if it even has more depth. We'll start to move into this next segment. So again, I'll encourage you to please scan your body. This time, take your awareness from head to toe, just gently, literally scanning the body, noticing anything specific. Scan it all the way up from the ankles, the shin bones, the calves, around the legs, inner thighs, outer thighs, the knees. Take it all the way up into the pelvic bowl, the front, the sides, the glutes, into the low back, the mid-back, upper shoulders. Let that awareness start to trickle down the body. Make sure that you can see the front of the body, the stomach, the ribs, the sides of the ribs, all of those ribs that circulate all around into the back. Notice the arms, the elbows, down to each fingertip. Drawing the awareness one more time back into a northern position, feeling the chest, the neck, around the neck, back of the neck, around the skull. Circulate the awareness around the ears, both sides, top of the skull, sides of the skull, around the face. Check back in, make sure you're not clenching. If you want to put a little bit of pressure back at the roof of the mouth, you can. Just make sure that it's about a one or a two. Very slight, very subtle, gentle. We want to really invite in the ease here. And then allow yourself just to take a few good active deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling, moving the breath as deeply as you can. As long as it feels comfortable, don't force yourself. Easy exhale. One more to inhale. And exhale. So from your body awareness, I'll encourage you to pick a color tonight. And for demonstration purposes, I'll use the color green. Start to see if you can imagine the color green at the bottoms of the feet, the ankles, the legs. See if you can start to literally pour this green color up the body. And if green doesn't resonate with you, please feel free to pick your own color. It takes the color all the way up your body. The same kind of scanning we did at the beginning. Let it move all the way up around, down the arms, the fingers, up around the head, the jawline, the eyes. Let this green come all the way into the body from head to toe. And just see it there for a moment. Hold the space for this color in the body. And then from this place of holding, we're going to start to channel this energy into the spine. So take your awareness just for a moment in your spine, acknowledging the north and south segments of the spine. And so what will end up happening is we're going to slowly take an inhale, and we're going to draw this green color right into the spine. And we're going to hold it there for 3 seconds. And then we're going to imagine the same green color, but a little bit brighter, flowing back out through the body. We'll inhale again, draw the green color back into the spine, let it trickle all the way up. As the green trickles into the spine, the rest of the body becomes very void-like. Hold the green in the spine. And then again, as it exhales, as you exhale, take the green, let it move back out through the body. But again, notice a lighter shade of green. And you're going to continue to do this about 5 more times at your own pace. Allowing this flood of green to move into the spine, the main channel of the spine, the main energy circuit of the spine. And as it pours back out, think of this color releasing its density so that the lighter it becomes, the more we actually let go, the more we're releasing things we no longer need. The more we take color into the spine, we're literally, in many ways, kind of moving it into the main highway or the main energy system of the body. Sometimes I like to call it the God energy or the higher self energy. Let the color continue to lighten a couple more times. And as it continues to lighten, notice how the body's feeling. Notice how you're feeling as you're concentrating on this. Drawing in maybe a sense of peace, calmness. On your last one, I'll have you inhale. Bring the color back into the spine and hold it there for 3 seconds. And then gently exhale. Releasing one more time this color green, the lightest of the light, back into the body. Just allow it to sit there. Give yourself the gift of just to feel, notice. Maybe there's something you see. And then start to just take the awareness at the soles of the feet. And the feet don't necessarily have to be on the ground per se, just taking awareness there that sometimes all we need. And then 3 times, say to yourself, I now release anything that I was holding on to from the soles of my feet. I now release anything I was holding on to from the soles of my feet. I now release anything I was holding on to from the soles of my feet. Allowing yourself to fully empty. And at the crown of the head or the top of the head, please start to picture this beautiful white light with shimmers of gold above you. And then say to yourself three times, I now allow myself to receive the highest of the high to pour through into my body, to my soul, my heart, and my mind. I now allow myself to receive the highest of the high to pour through my body, my heart, my mind. Noticing this energy moving down the body to the fingertips of the feet. And then do that one more time. I now allow myself to receive the highest of the high. Allowing it to circulate through all the cells of your beingness, of the now. Just giving yourself a moment to bathe in the light. Sensing anything that comes alive to you. And then from here, I'll start to encourage you to deepen your breath a little bit. Feeling the inhales and feeling the exhales again throughout your body. Maybe it's at the lower belly. Maybe you feel the breath down to your fingertips. Maybe you feel it down to your toes. Really focus your attention on the breath. And then shifting from your breath awareness, you come back into the body by noticing maybe a wiggle of the toe, maybe by moving the fingers, drawing them in to make small fists. Maybe start to gently roll the shoulders up towards the ears a little bit and down the back. And then please find your hands coming into a prayer position at the heart. Remaining to keep the eyes closed, just lower the head just for a moment and give yourself the opportunity just to find one thing to be grateful for today. And from that place of gratitude, thank you so very much for allowing me to share your space tonight. I'll encourage you to open your eyes when you're ready. And just notice, feel, be exactly who you are. Be the stillness. Be the stillness that is always there for you and always ready for you. Always accessible. All you have to do is make the choice. My dear Charlene, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I was just coming
okay.
back.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much. I know that I am fully relaxed. Thank you very, very much. And
here.
And to my listening audience, I say namaste and good night.
Namaste. Good night, Charlene. Take care of yourself, okay?
Thanks. I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.